My name is Dan Brown, and I want to thank Joe for starting these Sunday readings. What a great way to begin the week. A while ago, I became enamored by Frank O'Hara's poem, The Day Lady Died. I love the way he was able to describe the importance of a seemingly ordinary day. I thought I'd give it a shot. So I wrote this tribute to a young woman discovering herself, and one of my favorites, Carla Bley. Carla Bley, with a nod to Frank O'Hara. Lene and I sat in Upstate Films, Rhinebeck, New York, on an evening of whatever weather, waiting for the feature, foreign or indie film. Which movie is unimportant? We were early and sat eating popcorn slowly, trying to make it last until the movie started, a predilection from childhood when I lived in the local theater on weekends and was always way too early to make the popcorn last. A young woman, perhaps a teenager, was still sweeping from the previous show. She stopped and walked to the upright piano at center stage, used for silent movies of Keaton and Chaplin. She began to play a monk tune, which tune I don't remember. Stumbling over some of the notes, it didn't matter which ones, though played with a tentative desire to reside someday within its mystery. This memory returned listening to an interview on YouTube by Carla Bley, now mid-80s, saying she ran away from home in her late teens and was a cigarette girl at Birdland and a coat check girl at Basin Street, where she soaked up in beer smell and Johnny Walker smoke, the great bygone bop and Basie big band of the 50s. While she sold packs of Luckies and checked snowflecked coats, to people who would sit in their own little worlds, talking and laughing loudly. Enough about their gibberish. Or those nursing drinks who listened in rapt attention, as Carla did, while making change and giving out hangar numbers, and none of them, her included, knew the composer, arranger, bandleader, pianist, and dare I say humorist, she would become. So whether she ever makes it or not, I think, well, I heard this kid without a name searching for her voice through fumbling thick fingers when she was Upstate Films janitor playing Unbalanced Monk, which tune I don't remember. Preceding, probably, one of the 10 best movies of whatever year, perhaps Academy Award nominated, maybe even an Oscar winner, who cares, on her way to getting whatever tune happened to be stylistically straight.